This is Virgin Radio 104.4, 808 on the Chris Fade Show. Good morning, pretty big Rossi. Coming up, your chance to win with Robinsons, by the way.
Yes.
I get a call from a friend of mine, one of my really, really good friends in Australia, been my friend for like over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, her and I talk a lot, and she tells me a lot of her stuff. I tell her a lot of my stuff. And yesterday she sort of broke down a little bit on me. She was I mean, she cried a little bit, but it wasn't like, oh, my God. It was just a little, I could hear a little bit of the sobbing voice. She's 36 years old, and she just says that she doesn't, she believes she'll never find a guy to marry.
Oh.
She says she just believes that that is it for her. She's going to be the cat woman. She owns a cat.
Right.
She believes that she will be the only person, she'll be that woman, you know, age
who's always single.
Age 55, single, living with her and a cat. She says she tries everything. And, like, I've been, like, I know the relationship she's been in. I know how she is. She's an amazing woman. Anyone that will end up settling down with this girl will be, like, a really lucky guy.
Then what's been the thing? Has she's had, like, a relationship?
Really strong, driven career. Like, she's a businesswoman. Like, she's really got a fantastic job. Really driven. Really, like, she motivates people. She's that businesswoman.
She's that strong, independent type.
And I don't know if she's going for the... I believe she's going for the wrong guys. I believe the guys that she goes for are always drop kicks.
Mm.
They're just like...
What's that mean?
Like, just don't really have a job or sort of have a job.
Kind of leeching off her?
Yes, totally.
Like, she takes care of them and...
So the last relationship that she was in was a couple of years ago when she was... she's 36 now. She was 34. That lasted about a year and a half. And she's been in and out of relationships for the last sort of 10 years. And I want to know, are you in the same boat? Do you feel like you're just not going to find someone to marry? Because I told her, listen, you know what's going to happen. One day, you know, Prince Charming's going to come along. But I have been saying that to her for the last 3.5 years.
I feel like sometimes that's really hard to hear as well.
What, someone's going to come along?
Yeah. Well, I'm not 36, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I'm married, but...
Yeah.
Jeff was my first relationship, right?
Sure.
So for all these years, I saw my friends, like, find love or go out and all that stuff. Mm. And everyone would always say, don't worry, he'll come along.
He'll come along.
And I hated hearing that.
You didn't want to hear that.
Because, you know, you're just like, well, when? That's what you want to know.
04-423-1000. I'm not so much looking for advice, I guess. I'm looking for someone that's in the same position. So then I know what to tell her when she calls me again.
Mm.
You know, I said that we'll chat again this week. I think a few, I mean, and I know that there are, not only women, I know that there are men in the same boat who are like, you know, pushing a certain age and just thinking to themselves, I ain't ever going to find the person that I'm supposed to settle down with.
It's
you know
hard,
what I mean?
Isn't it?
Oh, look at all the phones ringing. Hey, Sarah, how you doing? Sarah, you there?
Hello, hi. Yeah.
Hi, darling. You all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
So... Tell me, are you a similar boat?
Yes, I am. Like, but this relationship, like, I spent a whole lot of time thinking about it before pursuing it because I've had, like, many terrible experiences before. And this one was, like, almost perfect. And after a while, he started, like, getting so cold and everything and just basically told me that he confessed that he loved me because he wanted to make me happy and not because he actually loved me.
So you're not in a relationship right now. You're saying you've wasted your time in many different relationships.
Yeah, I just woke up like last Friday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. How old are you now, can I ask?
I'm 30.
38? I mean, listen, my friend's 36. You're fine, man. 30's all right. I know you're heartbroken
Not for an Arab. Like, this is the age where everyone was, like, touching you and everything. Way too much pressure.
It's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
Yeah. Denise or Dennis.
Hi.
Denise.
Hi, Denise, yeah.
Same boat? Feeling it?
Same boat.
What, no luck with men in relationships? You just can't find that Prince Charming?
Well, I've been in a relationship since the last 4 years, and it didn't work out. And it was really bad, and it's actually the same story as your friend. I have a cat. I own a cat. And I feel I'm going to be stuck with my cat for the rest of my life.
Oh, Denise.
You and the cat. What's the cat's name?
My cat's name is Fluffy.
You and Fluff.
Oh.
You and Fluffy. So, I mean...
You got your bit of fluff?
I want to say what I was telling her, that I think eventually someone will come along. I don't, you know, you're not going to be that, you know, that 50, 60-year-old lady sitting there with a cat on her own on the couch, just stroking the cat, watching, you know, Family Feud
but,
or...
You know, the thing is, It is really difficult. You know, every time you think it's the right person,
yep.
But then it just ends up to be the wrong guy, you know. And right now, I mean, like, I'm 33. Mm-hmm. And my friends still tell me that, you know what, you still have time. But I just don't know. I mean, like, now I just don't know what to believe in, who to believe in. Okay. It's quite difficult.
Listen, I feel you. And I want to say I have 23 other women on the line, yep, in the same boat. We'll take more calls next. Virgin Radio, good morning.